North Dakota is seen as a national leader in contact tracing. That happens when someone who contracts the coronavirus identifies people he or she has been in contact with, and those people are called to find out if they have the virus or if they may need to be in quarantine. Vern Dosch heads up the state's contact tracing efforts. He says the state has 77 people completely engaged in the effort, and when you count those who have been trained or are in training, there are 352 people in the program. Dosch says the program is looking for people with a medical background.
What has happened is with some of the hospitals furloughing nurses as these elective surgeries were delayed in that, a lot of them have been furloughed and they certainly have the expertise. So we have brought a lot of them on.
But Dosch says as hospitals go back to offering elective surgeries, many of the contact tracers will return to their old jobs.
While we may be in pretty good shape right now, and we have good pipelines from the universities as these new nurses are graduating, that has been very helpful also. But we expect, you know, we're going to lose some of these trackers as they go back to their real day job.
So Dosch says there's been a pause in hiring tracers as the program assesses the needs going forward. He says the other unknown is how reopening businesses in North Dakota will affect things in the future.
I think a lot of people are saying we expect to see a bit of an increase in the number of positive cases. We're not certain as to the extent of that. That certainly, you know, is going to affect, if those positive cases go up, the number of tracers we need to will go up.
For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.